Bruchim Haboim, welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ezras Hashem together on Daf Mem Amud Beis, the fourth line from the top. The Gemara previously explained the prohibition against bathing on Shabbos with water that was heated up before Shabbos. Initially, it was permissible to bathe in hot water that was heated up before Shabbos. However, since the Balonim, the attendants of the bathhouses began heating up water on Shabbos. Now, they didn't actually heat up, as we explained last time, on Shabbos, but rather they heated up enough fuel before Shabbos that would be heated on Shabbos. So the Chachamim Aser, they prohibited water that was heated up before Shabbos to bathe in. However, they said a person can still bathe in what's called a steam bath. They can have Zeah by sitting in such a bathhouse and being sweat from the heat of the bathhouse. Subsequently, people then took actual baths, claiming that they only did Zeah, and therefore the Chacham asked even Zeah. But they permitted taking baths in Chamei Tveria, in the hot springs of Tveria. People subsequently bathed in the regular baths, claiming that they bathed in hot springs of Tveria. So the Chacham asked even the hot springs of Tveria and said the only thing that is permissible is cold water. They saw that the Sibur cannot be oimei, were not able to then withstand this gzeira, so they permitted even hot springs on Shabbos. The Gemara now discusses various aspects of bathing in hot water, even that was heated up before Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanon, Mischameim Adam Keneged Hamedura, the Brisa says that a person can heat himself up before a fire by standing in front of a fire, and subsequently he can go and rinse himself off with cold water. And we're not worried that cold water is going to be considered to be heated up on Shabbos. Ubilvad, providing shelo yishtatef bitzoinein v'yischamen keneged hamedura, providing that he didn't do the opposite by first rinsing himself off with water and then subsequently standing in front of a hot fire, whereby that would then heat up the water that was on his person, and that would then seem similar to somebody who is bathing in hot water. Tonu Rabbon, and the Gemara now brings another brice of Mecham Odom at Lointis. A person can heat up a towel and he can place it on his stomach. A person has some sort of stomach ailment, a stomach ache, and he wants to soothe his stomach. So he can take that towel, heat it up in front of a hot water, of a hot source, like a fire, then place the hot towel on his stomach. Providing that he doesn't bring a hot kettle and place that on his stomach on Shabbos. Either because maybe the kettle will then pour out hot water, it'll be like bathing on Shabbos. Some learn because if the if the towel is still there, it will then pour onto this towel, whereby he'll then be over schita by then wringing out the water that was poured onto this towel. Nonetheless, the Gemara adds, "V'davar ze'afilu bechol oser mibnei ha-sakana." Regardless of Shabbos, even during the week, this is prohibited because it's a sakana. If a person puts a hot kettle on his stomach, he can endanger himself, and therefore that is oser. Tanur Rabban, the Margami, is another brisa. Maybe Adam kito in mayim. A person can bring a flask of water, umeinichoi keneged hamedura, and he can place it in front of the fire. Lo bishvil sheyichamu, elo bishvil shetofik tzinoson. Not in order to then heat up the water, but just to take off some of the cold from that cold water that's in the flask. Rabbi Yehuda oimer. Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he says, meviya isha pach shel shemen. Rabbi Yehuda says, in regards to oil, a person can take a flask of oil and he can place it in front of a fire, not in order to then cook the oil, but rather just to then warm it up. So this is parallel to the Tana Kama, who was speaking about water. Here, Rabbi Yehuda says one can warm up oil. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Oimer Isha Sacha Yada Shemen. She can rub oil on her skin. Umechamam Chamto Keneged Hamedura, and she can then get heated up in front of a fire. V'socha Livna Katan. She can also rub oil on her son. Ve'ena Choshesh, it's not concerned whatsoever. Now the Gemara now gets into the Braisa. What is the Havana of this Braisa? Ibo Elohu. The Gemara asks, Shemen Mahu Letanakama. What does the Tanakama hold in regards to Shemen? We only saw the Tanakama said when regards to water, a person can take a flask of water, he can put it near a fire in order to warm it up but not to cook it. What about in regards to oil? Does he agree with Rabbi Yehuda? Or does he argue on Rabbi Yehuda? So there's two different opinions. Rabbi Yosef de Amri Chavayu Lehetero. Rabbi Yosef say they both say that the Tanakam is matir, just like Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amra li Isura. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says that indeed he was asering the oil. Let's explain. Rabbi Yosef de Amri Chavayu Lehetero, that the Tanakam would hold its mutter by Shemen. Shemen avisha hayad so ledes boy mutter. He said, even if the yad would be so ledes boy, that means that even if it would be in regards to water, it would be considered to be cooking. But in regards to oil, yad so ledes means that the hand would recoil because of the heat. So if it got to such a heat of yad so ledes boy, it would be mutter when it comes to oil. Kesover tanakam shemen ein bo mishum bishul, because shemen is not considered to be mevushal. In other words, that shemen doesn't change its content, its tzura when it gets heated up, unlike water. And therefore, when it comes to water, so therefore water, when it's heated up, it would be bishul. But shemen that's heated up would not be considered to be bishul because it doesn't change its form. V'osar Rabbi Yehuda lemeimar shemen yesh boy mishum bishul v'hefshiro loy zehu bishuloy. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says, no, if it was heated up where it was actually cooked, then the shemen is considered mevushal. If it was just warmed up, then it's not considered to be a problem of mevushal by shemen. V'osar Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel lemeimar shemen yesh boy mishum bishul v'hefshiro zehu bishuloy. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel is machmir, and he says even the warming up of Shem is considered to be an aspect of Bishul. That's the opinion of Rabbo and Rav Yosef, who explain the Tanakama as being Mekil in regards to Shemen. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok Amar Li Isura. They say that he's coming to be Oyser, as it follows: Shemen Afal Pisha Ein Hayad So Ledes Boy Oser. Shemen, even though the yad is not so lettuce bow, it's not, doesn't get so hot that the hand has to recoil, even that is osir. Kisover shemen yesh bo mishum bishul vehef sheiroz el bishulo. Because the Tanakama holds that even just warming up shemen is considered to be bishul. Unlike water, where water has to actually be heated up, just to warm up water would not be a problem. It has to be heated up till yad so lettuce bow, according to the Tanakama. Veosir Rabbi Yehuda lemeimar hifshiru Zlo zehu bishuloi. Rabbi Yehuda says no, that just to warm up the shemen, that's not considered to be bishul. It has to be actually heated up itself, not just to be warmed up. The also Rabbi Shimon Gamliel lemeimar shemen yesh boy mishum bishul vehefsheru zehu bishuloi. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that the warming up of shemen, that itself is its bishul. So ask the Gemara the following question, the obvious question. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Hainu Tanakama, that's the same opinion. We also saw that the Tanakama over here, according to this, holds that if you're just warming up the oil, it also is considered to be bishul. Yet Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says the same thing. So ask the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Hainu Tana Kama? Answers the Gemara, Ika Beinayhu, Kol Achar Yad. If it's done with a shinui, according to Tana Kama, even Ayidei a shinui, it would be considered to be prohibited, Usur. Whereas according to Shimon ben Gamliel, if it's with a shinui, it's mutter, and that's why he said the Lashon of Ein Boy Mishum Bishav, Evsheo Zehu Bishuloi, and he said, you don't have to worry about it whatsoever. I'm sorry, the Lashon of Hashem Gil was, V'socha livna katan ve'eino chosheshes, and you don't have to be concerned whatsoever, because with a shinu it wouldn't be a problem whatsoever. Ve'osu Rabbi Yehuda le'meimar. Sorry, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Shmuel. Now the Gemara brings an Amora that gives a psak halacha on what we just saw in the Braisa. Echad shemen ve'echad mayim, yad so lettuce boy osir. Ein yad so lettuce boy mutter. Whether it's water or whether it's oil, if it gets to the temperature of yad so lettuce boy, again, where a person's hand would be recoiled because it's so hot, that's considered to be bishul. Again, whether it's water or oil, if it doesn't get to that point, then it's not considered to be bishul. Omar rachavo kol. So ask the Gemara, v'hechi dami yatzel lettuce bo. So what is considered to be that a hand recoils? It's subjective. So some people is considered to be a higher temperature and other people a lower temperature. What's considered to be yatzel lettuce bo? The person's hands would recoil. Amarach v'kol shekreisoi shel tinoik nichvis. When a child's stomach would become burned, that is considered to be this yatzel lettuce bo. And therefore, that would be considered to be bishul, again, whether it's water or oil on Shabbos. Om Rabbi Yitzchak ba'avdimi pam achas nichnasti achar Rebbe lebeis hamerchatz. One time, I followed Rebbe into the beis hamerchatz, Rabbi Yudah Nosi. Ubekashti lahaniach loy pach shel shemen ba'ambati. And I requested to place a flask of oil inside of this hot tub. So we're talking about a Chamei Tveria, which why it was permissible for Rebbe to bathe in this Chamei Tveria. And Rav Yisrael Bar Avdimi wanted to take a flask of oil and put it inside to warm up the oil. V'omar li, he said to me, toil b'chli sheni v'tein. He said, take it, the flask of oil, and then put it into a kli sheni, and then you could go ahead and do so. Shmamina tlas. I learned from this three things, three different halachos. Shmamina shemen yesh boy mishum bishul. First of all, I learned that shemen has bishul. Vishmamina kli sheni einoy mevashel. The same thing. Second thing I learned was that kli sheni does not mevashel. Unlike the ambatia, which was a kli rishon, he told me to put the oil into a kli sheni. And therefore, it's not mevashel. Vishmamino hefsheru zeu bishuloi. Even warming up the oil is considered to be a problem of bishul, and therefore that's prohibited. The three things that I learned from Rebbe. Ask the Gemara, Heichi Ovid Hochi, how could Rebbe give him this hairah in a bathhouse? It's prohibited to speak divrei Torah and even think divrei Torah in a bathhouse. V'omar Rabbi Barachanan, Rabbi Yochanan, b'kol mokom muter lihirhur leharher chutz mi beis hamerchot beis hakisei. He asks, however, we see that Rabbi Yochanan paskin that it's osur to her head and mahaher to think of divrei Torah in a bathhouse or a beis hakisei. So again, how did Rabbi instruct Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi and give him over these halachos, even though Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi inferred three different halachos, but he still said to him, "Tol b'kli sheni v'tein," and therefore, how was he able to give him such a hayra in the Beis Hamerchatz? Answers the Gemara v'chitayim b'lashon chol. Oh, the Gemara asks v'chitayim, and you want to suggest b'lashon chol amar lei that he told him b'lashon chol, and therefore it would be mutter. The Amar Abaye, dvarim shel chol mutter la'armam b'lashon hakodesh. Shel kodesh asur la'arim b'lashon chol. Even things that are mutter, that's only things that are mutter, then you can say in lashon hakodesh. But lashon hakodesh, which is divrei Torah, you can't say even b'lashon chol. So that wouldn't be an answer. So again, why did Rebbe, or how was Rebbe permitted to then say this halacha in the Beis HaMerchatz? Answers the Gemara, ifrushe mi'isura shayni. To prevent a person from doing an iser is permissible to say a halacha. Teidan, I'll bring you a proof. The Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Shmuel, the following precedent. Maise b'talmidoi shel Rebbe Meir. There was a maise of the student of Rebbe Meir, shenichnas acharov lebeis hamerchatz, who entered to the Beis HaMerchatz after Rebbe Meir. Ubikesh lohadiyach karka, he wanted to clean down the floor for Rebbe Meir, so he wanted to wash it off. V'amar loy, Rebbe Meir said to him, ein meidichin, you're not allowed to wash the floor. Mean to say, there's a problem of shema yashve gumois. You might then straighten out the floor that might have different holes in it and be over an iser of boine, an iser deraisa on Shabbos. So then he said, okay, lasuch lo karka, at least if I cannot then wash the floors for Rebbe Meir, at least let me mechabed him by then putting oils on the floors. Amarloi ein sachin. Again, Rabbi Meir says you cannot do that. Again, for the same reason, because you might be mashve gumos, you might equate, you might smooth out the ground, which has holes, and that would be an iser of boine. Alma ifrushim isura shiny. Obviously, we see from this incident that to prevent somebody from being over an iser is permissible to give a hayra, even a beis hamerchatz. Hachanami liifushe misuroi shiny. So too, in this case, to then prevent somebody from doing an iser, in this case, preventing Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi from doing an iser was permissible. Omar Ravina said, Shma mina hamevashil b'chamei teveri b'shabes chayov. We can derive from this that a person who cooks in chamei teveria in the hot springs of Tveria is chayiv. Because over here, it was Rebbe that instructed him to then put into a kli sheni, so it's not mevashel. The ha maisid Rebbe, la'achar gezeira havo, v'amale tol b'kli sheni v'tein. So you see over here that it's indeed osir. Ask the Gemara, eini, is this so? That indeed it's going to be a chayiv achatos, v'amal rav chizah mevashel b'chamei Tveria b'shabes potter. That person who cooks in Chamei Tveria, because Chamei Tveria is heat up by the sun, it's a tolda de chama, so it's an iser de rabbanon to bathe in to cook in such a heat, and therefore it's potter aval oser midirabbanon, but it's not chayiv achatos, it's not chayiv midiraisa, because only that which is heat up by fire or a tolda of eish is going to be chayiv midiraisa. This is a tolda chama. The Gemara is assuming, like the opinion that we learn on Amud Aleph, that the chamei teveri is heated up by the sun and not by a fire. My chayiv, nami de kamer. So what was his intention when he said chayiv? Makas mardus is chayiv. He's obligated to get malkis derabonon. That's what he meant when he said chayiv. Omer Rabbi Zeiro, ana chazisay l'Rabbi Abahu, d'shat bambati. Rabbi Zeiro says that I saw Rabbi Abahu, who was in an ambati, he was shot in an ambati. Shot means that he was bathing in an ambati, and he was swimming in an ambati. V'lo yadana i'okar i'lo i'okar. I didn't know whether he lifted up his feet from the ground or not. Pshita d'loy okar. The Gemara says it's poshit that he wasn't oikir, that he didn't then lift up his feet from the ground. The Tani, because it says in the Braisa, lo yashut adam bivrecha meleya mayim v'afilo omedes bechotzer. A person cannot swim in a pool of water, even if that pool of water is found in a chotzer. Not only if it's not in a chotzer, because there's a concern that if he splashes the water out into the Rishus HaRabim, that would be an iser, but even if he was actually in a chotzer, which all one Rishus HaRab, Rosh Rishus HaYochid, nonetheless it's osir, because maybe he will then make a raft. The Gemara says, lo kasha, it's not a difficulty to understand why he wasn't sure whether he picked up his hand, his foot or not. Because the less legidude, that which it says that it's us in the Braisa, is talking when there is no gidude, when there's nothing that's surrounding the pool of water, there's not a higher embankment. But ha, this that he had a question about, when he saw that indeed Rabbi Abo was swimming in the bath, in the bathtub, he didn't know because there, if he picked up his legs or not, because there it did not have an embankment. And therefore he had a question whether this is mutter or not. And indeed, it did have an embankment, and therefore it was indeed mutter.